You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now time to talk music, and we're joined by Mark Miller, who has taught music online for over 20 years, and he specialises in teaching blind and partially sighted people how to play the piano. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, David. I'm excited to share some knowledge with your listeners.
So for you, where did the love of music and in particular the piano come from?
Thank you. Yeah, when I was a young boy at age 4 and 5 and 6, my mother played beautiful classical music. So I would actually go to bed listening to Chopin and Liszt and Bach. And I was like, wow, this is beautiful. You know, so unlike a lot of students, it wasn't, you know, my parents weren't like, you know, you're going to take piano. It was like, I wanted to take piano. So it was really hearing live, beautiful classical music as a youngster.
Through that, you got in to teaching piano as well. How did you come to specialize in teaching VI people?
I had my first paying student, distance paying student, was actually from Romsey, Hampshire in England. And that was in 2002. And then about a couple of years later, a young lady from Colchester, who happened to be blind and one-handed, found me on the internet. And she was really my first visually impaired or blind student. And she has been taking lessons off and on for me since then. And I feel very blessed that I'm able to bring music into the lives of people who wouldn't ordinarily think that they could play the piano. So that's kind of how it started.
I mean, I know from myself and learned with a guitar, learned with a bass, learned with a ukulele, that when you're blind or partially sighted, a lot of it is muscle memory rather than reading the notes and the scales and so on. So how does teaching blind and partially sighted people differ from teaching fully sighted people?
Sure. I've found that you know, playing from a lead sheet is the most expeditious way to teach really all students. And so as a teacher of the visually impaired, I've aggregated dozens, maybe hundreds of songs that use what I call drop the pinky, where you play a chord in the left hand, like E minor, and then you just drop your pinky finger a half step each. So minimal movement in the left hand, and then we play a melody in the right hand. Or Blue Skies, Blue Skies. Or Stairway to Heaven. So music is very patterned, and once you understand a couple dozen chords, then if, you know, so I would teach students, you know, Chim Chim Tree, Blue Skies, Stairway to Heaven. Those are all songs that use this, quote, drop the pinky technique. Mm-hmm. So it's minimal movement. I find with visually impaired students jumping around, just as with sighted students, jumping around on the piano is probably the most difficult thing. So if we can relegate the left hand to kind of, as you say, muscle memory, then we can focus on the melody, which of course is unique with every single song. But if the student understands or knows the melody, that helps. But I've also developed kind of many different ways to teach them. And for example, I would write out, let's say, the letters E, B, 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 you know, as a text, so they could read it perhaps in JAWS or some voice over. But also, I also am doing audio files where I'll actually say, you know, I'll speak into the mic and say it's E, B, 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 you know. So to me, the chords are the most patterned part of music. Get those second nature, and then we can focus on melodies that the student loves to play.
When you get that part nailed, it's then just getting the two hands to work independently of each other, which is the hardest thing.
Right. Exactly. But unlike Beethoven or Chopin, where you're typically arpeggiating the chord, we're playing all three notes, you know, at one time. Yeah. And holding them for 2, 3, 4 beats. So the coordination aspect, I think, is easier than classical, so to speak.
And there's also like a big mental health aspect to all of this as well. The relaxation, the just sheer joy that, well, not only listening to music, but playing music can bring. That must be a really gratifying part of what you do.
Oh, so very much. I mean, music is the best therapy. You know, I can be blue or depressed slightly or whatever, and just, you know, I'd be flying high after playing music in an hour. So it's so rewarding. You know, I have a student in Ireland. She's 12. She's completely blind. And, you know, every lesson I'm like, will she get this? And she gets it. It's just like I could teach her 12 hours a day and go home refreshed. It's just so, it's like, wow, I can actually change the quality of life for people doing what I love. So it's fantastic.
And finally, for more information on what you do, if our listeners want to book piano lessons themselves, where can they go? Where can they find you online?
Sure. I just obtained the URL website, www.blindpianolessons. Believe it or not, after 25 years of the internet, I couldn't believe that that was available. So it's meant to be blindpianolessons.com. And my main site is PianoWeb, one word, pianoweb.com. My daughter's building the blind piano lessons, but there's plenty of information on both and they're linked to each other. You know, if a student would like to try it out, I offer a free 30-minute, no obligation, you know, lesson/consultation. There's no pressure. you know, but I think they'll find that having been teaching blind for over 15 years, you know, I have a system and it works pretty well. So yeah, fill out the contact page at blindpianolessons.com. I'm happy to get back to you and show you how you can play the piano pretty expeditiously. It's not your traditional lessons where it takes a whole year to play a song. This is going to be playing, you know, Yesterday by the Beatles or Disney tunes or whatever's going to motivate you in the first lesson or two.
Well, Mark Miller, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.